Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just a remix. Yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
All out here for a pimp.
When he tryna get this money for the real. I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Money!
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Yeah, what up, everybody? We got a best ball draft going down. Yes, we have two going down right now, the 223 and the 224. Shout out to Zaire in the house. What up, what up? Shout out to Toyota One in the house. What up, what up? All right, we are getting down to biz. We are in the eighth round in one of them. And then the other one, the one that I'm in, we are in the ninth round right now. All right. And I'm sharing this to Patreon real quick because I forgot to share the live stream. And then we're going to share this in a few places on Facebook as well. All right. And anybody has any fantasy questions, make sure you get those in. Getting in fantasy Q&A mode. So most of the live streams during the season are going to be that. And let me share this to Facebook real quick in a bunch of places to a bunch of groups. And then we're going to get down to biz on this smoking. Let's get in. I got two picks in front of me right now. Okay, TJ in the house. What up, bro? Man, looked like you had fun at that that NASCAR event. And hey, shout out to Corey. What up, bro? Got another draft going down. Did you catch both videos today with the training camp news? There was so much training camp news today that I created a morning video and an afternoon video. Oh, taking Kelsey right in front of me, you dirty dog. What are we in here? Round 10. You know what? We got three running backs, three wide receivers, and three quarterbacks. We're going to lock down our fourth running back right now. You collabing with anyone this season or very soon? Yeah, catch me on Sports Idiot Nation. We actually just recorded an episode today that's going to be dropping on Thursday. Yeah, so that's going to be a big collab that I'm doing. They have I think like 20 or 25,000 like subscribers. Sports Idiot Nation. Yeah, pretty cool, guys. It's funny, the main guy who runs it, we actually have the exact same last name. So that's a reason why we connected before. He's like a brother from another mother. And yeah, so Sports Idiot Nation will be there. The next episode is dropping this Thursday. But if you search me on, I've shared the two episodes that I was on there on YouTube. But if you go search Sports Idiot Nation, I was on a couple of their episodes as well. Yeah, so that's a big collab coming. And yeah, going to be doing more with the movie podcast as well. The Silver Screen Breakdowns, we just crossed 20,000 members over there, and it's monetized now, so people can become paid members over there to support the mission and everything. We're going to be doing a breakdown of the league very soon, but lots of good content there. And Blue Tent Warmer, I said, if you snap me again, I'll never enjoy another one with you again, bro. Let's go, man. Come on. Put up your dukes. Let's get it. He said, watch the first one. I need to watch the second. If you go search, it's probably, if you go search Patreon and just search Sports Idiot Nation on my page, I bet you'll find it. Hey, hey, Pap in the house. What up, bro? Okay, yes, so you saw the intro with him. Yep, yep. It was two episodes. I need to find the other one. Okay, no, yeah, it was, okay, yeah. And the league all seasons. So we're going to be doing an episode by episode breakdown. Nothing set in stone right now, but we had a long talk after the episode that we just did right now. Because I already dropped the idea to him. He's really the only one that I've found who's like dedicated to the podcasting, you know, stuff as me. And I talked about this like with him before, and he said that he'd be down, and we talked a little bit more today, and seems like it's something that's going to be happening. And yeah, it would be an episode by episode breakdown, like little 20 or 30 minute like episodes from us. And yeah, going to be fun. Going to be fun. I know that much, 'cause I love that show and he does too. And Pap, he said, Husser, have you interviewed or collabed with recently? Latest was good. Yes. I mean, the Sports Idiot Nation, that was probably the most recent. Like in the past, I mean, Ricky Williams has been on the channel a handful of times. So if you want to like see cool interviews, I mean, you could go back through my live streams or go look for the playlist that's like Hustler Interviews. Or if you just search Fantasy Football Hustler Ricky Williams or Ricky Williams Fantasy Football Hustler, one of the two. I think he's been on the channel like maybe like five times, maybe six times. Yeah, like, I mean, that's the collab, like, worth mentioning. I haven't, you know, I mean, I don't know if we consider, you know, like, Mark coming on the show. Like, I mean, I'm not really mentioning him as a collab. He's the homie who comes on the show, you know, to talk shop with us. But, yeah, that's kind of about it. Yeah, things are going to be changing a little bit. We're going to be, yeah, just getting a little bit more efficient with everything that I'm doing. Because I need to, you know, it's always about creating more content and, you know, the live streams, that's always going to be a big thing that I got going on. I just need to be a little bit more, what's it called? Concise with the live streams. Dude, man, someone get us in touch with Josh Gordon. Yeah, that would be fucking awesome to get Josh Gordon on here. Get him coming on smoking weed with us, you know? Oh, shit, I'm on the clock. All right. Hold on, where are we going to go with this one? It's the last... You know, fuck it. It's the last offensive starter. I went Cooper Kupp with that. And Cali Jam said the draft is up ahead of us. Sucks, he said, because I know you want to call up the players. Yeah, and I'm not, you know, so I'm just leaving this draft up right now. And of course, I think I found the second Sports Idiot Nation one. You were on it with a few other guys besides Adam. Yeah, yeah. And Adam's the main guy. And then it's, I can't remember the other guys' names off the top of my head, a little high right now. But yeah, most of the time, I think it's going to be more of us. Like it was just me and Adam on the show. That's going to be on Thursday, but yeah, not really sure like what they actually, you know, all their situations or anything. All right. We got a couple trades. I got to go make sure go through here. In the anarchy, they said, let's see. Bah, 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 bah. Not this one. Oh, here we go. 902 for the 1103 and the 1212. Oh, let's see. I think that might be it. And two picks in front of my next pick here. Oh, here we go. I found another one. Oh, damn it. 2026 first. All right, I got to go double check, make sure they paid. This is in the 118. Went with the backup quarterback. Make sure I got. Now I got four quarterbacks. I am in bench territory, though. Yo, yo, T. Swain in the house. What up, what up? Kyle Jam said, got to get Ricky Williams. Yeah, they've been doing a little bit of traveling, so it's kind of tough. Pap said, Cowboys ring sizing is coming. Ron, what up, bro? He said, Hus, which player or team are you most excited to watch this season? You know what? I don't really think like that because I'm excited to watch, like, everybody, like so many people. Because I have so many teams. I'm just excited for, like, Sunday football where we get to watch, like, every single game. Like, I just, like, that's just, like, such a fun time for me. So fun. Love it. Love it. Hank Alley Jam said, sorry, I'm new. No worries, bro. Now you know. Fantasy Football Hustler and Ricky Williams, go search. Just go search YouTube. You'll find a bunch. And, yeah, we're in the 12th round right now, and then the draft that's on the board is in the 10th round. So we are just, we're flying. We are flying. And Tony said, Jags, baby, let's go. I do want to watch the Jags, that is for sure. I got T-Law on this team. So, yeah, we want him to do good. I mean, I want everybody to do good because I have everybody somewhere. And, you know, I just want a lot of good things to happen. What up, Zach? I'm excited to see Penix Jr. come alive. Yeah, I'm excited to see how the Falcons do. I'm definitely going to be looking more for Bijan than anything. That's how he said he pronounces his name, Bijan, not Bijan. And Ron said, you should do a YouTube short of your top three past NFL players you'd smoke a J with. Yeah. I mean, Ricky Williams is already the top NFL player that I have smoked a J with. I've smoked a J with Jim McMahon as well. I mean, I don't know if he wouldn't be on my, like, top three necessarily. Yeah, see, that's what's tough, man, because, like, I'd love to smoke with so many peeps. But we don't even know how many of these guys actually smoke for real. DJ said, handcuff three RBs. Let's go. Let's do it, bro. Yeah, I want Cam to suck on the Titans in real life, but I have a few backups. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? All right. Let me fix this. I noticed this on when I was doing the other podcast. This damn cord was like sticking up. Oh, that's better. All right. I'm almost on the clock here. On the clock. And Crispy, his claim to fame, popped the line with Irvin. Man, so fucking cool. And Tyler once, I can't wait to see how these players I drafted do, itching for the season to start, right? And let me see how many days we have left. We have 37 days left. Yes, 37 days left. That is it. We're so close. We're so close. We are, we're still a little over a month away, but man, we are so close. Yeah, man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for football Sunday again. I mean, that's like, I'm so happy when football Sunday is going on. We're just watching our guys go crazy. And it's like, I did that. I started that guy. He did that because of me. Dude, this damn arm is so annoying. There you go. All right. And I know you guys need another league to join. I know we got a lot more best ball drafts, you know, to go. But who is interested in joining a redraft league? I have some traditional redraft leagues, some single QB, some super flex with IDP. And then I also have a bunch of custom style leagues that are very, very fun that you do not want to miss out on. One of the leagues that is filling right now that is going to start drafting very soon is the Guillotine League. Yes, that is the one that's like Fantasy Survivor. He starts off with 18 teams, and every single week, the lowest scoring team is chopped, and their team goes back to the waiver wire. You start with $1,000 fab. It's insane. And it's only $33. Only $33. Super fun league. So I was going to ask early again, since there's two drafts with grades, sir. Got you, bro. Gotcha. Zach said, Bear Sunday, start with grilling, drinking, yelling, and then more yelling. Hell yeah. Third one, only been up and personal with Ronnie Lott, Keenan Turner, and Dana Stubfield at my work. Nice. Yeah, super cool. And like, I'm sure you haven't smoked with those guys, right? Like, if you have, like, that's pretty fucking cool. But yeah, just because it's work, I assume gotta keep it professional. You guys are in Cali though. Oop, I'm back on the clock. Let's see, what round are we in? Round 14. You know what? We're going to get... another running back. Let's do it. Sounds good, Tony. You will be after... blue tent warmer. Pap said, I'll bet you a Rolex. I bet you a Rolex if I don't win one of these best balls. What do you mean? Texan Stevie, what up? Said, if I get some money, I'd join the best ball. Fast drafts are fun. Yeah, man, they're super fun. Yeah, no smoking for sure. Figured that, bro. Said, funny thing about the Irvin deal is I could have asked him a lot of questions and I chose. Why did Jimmy bench you in the Denver game? And what did he say? What was his answer? Yeah, see, like, that's, like, so cool, right? If you actually, like, get a chance to, like, ask someone for some tea, you know? Like, really get some behind-the-scenes shit. What did he say, Crispy? What did he say? What was the answer? Oh, Andrew Van Ginkle off the board over here. Damn, we're in the 14th round, so now we're 3 rounds ahead of the 223 that's on the board right now. Texan Stevie said, pick Deion Sanders. Yeah, Deion Sanders is the man. So he's staying at Colorado, right? Like he said, his cancer's gone or whatever. Is that like the most recent news about Deion? I did not watch that. Did not watch that press conference or anything. All right. How's the sound on my microphone? Let me know, guys. How's the volume on my microphone? And I haven't really done any sound drops, but yeah, I had to adjust the mic. I had to turn it up. He was late and missed the plane. Jimmy left his ass behind. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. I swear like we've heard that story now on like the 30 for 30. Perhaps had thoughts on who will be New England's wide receiver one. And for the who? Oh, for Purdy? I mean, see, what's tough is like when we think like, you know, it's going to be Juwanaman Jennings and they like he stops, then he doesn't want to trade. Now he's hurt and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's going to be George Kittle. Like, that's who I feel like it's going to be at the end of the day. It's going to be a big mix up from the wide receivers. But George Kittle is going to be the constant. CMC is going to get a shitload of catches, too. Saw a video of Deion fishing with the bladder bag savage. Let me see. Oh, the other one, yeah. In the second draft, we just had Buda Baker go off the board. Yeah. Man, how are we so far ahead of that draft? We're in the 15th right now. They're barely getting into the 12th. Oh, yeah, nobody answered. So how's the volume on my mic sound? Is it too loud? Is it too low? What do you think? All right, three picks in front of me now. Cool. Cali Jam said 6 clock suckers. 6 of them, eh? Who you think's the clock suckers? You got some new people. Well, actually, yeah, we got 2 new people in this draft. The Crayway and James K. Those are the new guys in this draft. Good voice volume's good. Thank you. How about this? How about the drops?
'69 dudes.
How do those sound? Yeah, he said a new guy drafted 3 rookies. Yeah. 3 rookie RBs and Pollard. Okay, times that much better. So was it low before? Yeah, so that's what's tough. I guess I need to do more sound checks to see how I'm sounding. Okay, lower than normal, but your voice is louder. Okay. Because that's what I was trying to figure out. All right, you tell me. Any better?
69, dudes!
And you can't teach that!
Yeah, so the pops were way loud before. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I needed to fix. I was... I don't listen to a lot of the podcast after the fact, like little pieces like here and there. And then when I listened to a bunch of it, I was like, dude, is it really fucking that loud on the sound drops? It sounds so fucking loud. Little low still, huh? Okay. Everybody else concur? Still a little low? Go a little higher. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again.
69, dudes!
And you can't teach that!
Pick them up!
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Bye-bye, lardass!
How's that sound? And is there like an echo by any chance? Okay, so good there. Good, okay. Yeah, now I'm curious like how it sounds. Yeah, I gotta do some sound checks on this because I guess pretty much like, I mean, it's without, you know, getting too nerdy about stuff is pretty much like a lot of these clips, they were like saved at like different saved at different like levels or whatever, and you know, like just a whole bunch of type of shit. And like, yeah, that's something that's also like tough is I have so many sound drops that I like, if I would have been doing things uniform the entire time, having everything on the same level, like from the beginning, because I, you know, kind of just did a lot of this on the fly. You know what? I don't like Ayuk, but in the 16th round, it just seems like seems good. Tried once a while back, it was on point. Then it went back to loud. I don't know. When you reset things, it defaults to low. Well, okay, so here's kind of what it was. So it like I guess pretty much like every week or every other week, I have to clear the cache on my internet because like on Google Chrome, because like I'm doing so much and so many leagues and sleeper, it's like it pretty much like crashes my computer now if I let it like build up for like weeks and weeks and weeks. And so I think what it was is I changed things on the software on like this streaming service, which is on the internet. And like when I reset it, everything resets. But like now I've kind of got it dialed in. Like I got things on the audio box and the other software that I have that's like not connected to the internet. Hopefully I've fixed the levels now. Yeah, so hopefully things stay good. And he said, perfect for me, good. Well, let me know. Let's try a couple other here. You let me know. I said, right, blame sleeper for having to clear your internet cache. Hey, man, I don't need to watch a bunch of porn, okay? I really don't. There's a time and a place for everything. But, yeah, it is sleeper, dude, because I have, like, 600 leagues on sleeper. And, like, anytime I go through the pages, it, like, it builds up the cache. So, like, for me, like, sleeper is, like, even more addictive than porn, okay? All right, let's try these ones. Tell me how these sound.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, all right, all right.
You bastard!
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean, Basil?
I don't think so, Tim.
Dude, they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me. Catch me outside, how about that?
All right, let me know. How did those sound? How did those ones sound? Oh, man, there goes Van Ginkel in the 13th round. Dude can't even make it to the 14th round anymore. All right, Crispy said it's good. Okay, some are better than others. Yeah, see, that's what I got to, like, figure out. That's where it's, like, comes to getting, like, everything on, like, the same level. It's tough because like I need to like pay someone to do all that. Cause it's like, it's such tedious work. It takes a long time to like figure all this out. And I have like pages and pages worth of sound drops. So that's what's tough. Let's try a couple others.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Let's see. Those are some good ones.
Dollar bills, y'all. I play real sports. Not trying to be the best at exercising.
This is a real job. It's not like teaching kids. Can't get fucked up.
I know all this, okay? But I do like hearing it, so go on. Listen here, you beautiful bitch. I'm about to fuck you up with some truth.
Oh, wow. You gotta be shitting me.
Atlanta, you're fucking out.
You're fucking out. Second and third one sound laggy like in and out. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna have to figure all this out. And he said, good, way better than loud as fuck. Yeah, seeing, I mean, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I mean, dude, had I known, I would have fixed that earlier. Because even like when I was like listening to it, I was like editing something. And I just happened to do one of the drops. I was like, dude, what the fuck? It was so fucking loud. It was so fucking loud. Guys, if that ever happens again, please tell me. I will fix it. I want it to be a good experience. I want it to be a good experience. And Sam in the house. What up, Sam? Uh-oh. Breaking and terrible news. Q Johnson not on track. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's not playing tomorrow. Yeah, he's not playing. Been scaring the shit out of my wife and pets all summer. Man, see, why didn't you guys tell me? He said, I was used to it, but my wife would jump out of her skin when you hit a drop. Man, see, I don't want it to be like, Dang, I think I got to lock down a second IDP right here. Yeah, because, I mean, in a perfect world, everything, you know, would be a very, very similar. In a perfect world, everything would be very, very, very similar in sound. Sound volume. Zaire said we got a Michigan versus Ohio State matchup in Arizona. In Arizona? Why in Arizona? For what? It's just it's just a neutral site, but like why? Got the grandbaby watching the stream with me. Grandpa daycare. Let's go. Hell yeah. Oh, Will Johnson and Marvin Harrison. Nice. And Pap said, can y'all agree your best moments and seasons come from the time nobody's be elite? Yeah, definitely. 1,000,000%. Because the elite guy, well, I mean, if the elite guys are extra elite, you know, especially in the championship matchups, I mean, that's like kind of, you know, what we live for. But, dude, of course, man. Like, I remember the first championship I ever won. One of the reasons was because of Roddy White, and this was in 2010. And it was because Roddy White just, like, balled the fuck out, and I swear it was, like, week 16. That was the championship week back way back when, before they upped it to, 17-game season. That I remember he balled the fuck out. Balled the fuck out. And yeah, and then like the wide receiver DB matchup, yeah. Crispy said Harrison's a bum. Lyle said Anal Zone went early. Yeah, I took him. Oh shit, dude, Anal Zone in the 14th round, huh? Woo!
Get in the zone,
dude. Get in the zone. And who is that? That's Fried Cracker Sean. I feel like Sean does a lot of redrafts. He's a bum now or then, Quentin Johnston. Where's Quentin Johnston? But he is a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
All right. Lot of IDP off the board. That's where it's heavy right now. It's heavy with the IDP and the 223 is what I'm talking about. Give me some ideas that you guys would be interested in for like draft preparation, like maybe like short little videos. Uh-oh. Sam said pull up the other one so I can snipe Crispy live. Oh, man. Oh, he got Strange over there. Man, Strange, such a good pick and such a good time. All right. We're just so far ahead of them. I mean, we're going into, what, the 19th round right now? And this one is in round 15. Yeah, Pete, you already know. Moving on up like George and Wheezy, baby. In the sky. T.J. Watt was worse, is worse than DeMarcus Ware. I mean, DeMarcus Ware is a Hall of Famer. Did the big leagues. Shit, geez, they're fixing my AC. Damn it, while drafting. How you like me now? Dude, killing it, bro. We finally got a piece of the pie. Do I go with my third IDP here, or do we try to get some offensive value? And I appreciate if you guys show some love to the shorts that I'm always posting. Make sure, like, I always try to find, like, cool podcasts with, like, mostly current NFL players so we can kind of see just, like, what's going on. So, like, you'll see, I mean, like, right now, you'll see, like, different clips from, like, a podcast with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. That's one of them. But then I've also been posting some clips with what's called Sean Merriman, a podcast that he did with Johnny Manziel recently. So, yeah, watching ones like that are fun, too. Ah, man, Brown just took DeMario Douglas right in front of me. Yo, Devo in the house. What up, bro? It's going down, Devo. Wandale Robinson. That's a good pick, but I wasn't going to go there. Yeah, I got to get another running back here. I just feel like the guy goes way earlier than what I'm getting him right now. So we're going to do it. All right, let's go. Oh, did you guys get a chance to check out the video with what's it called? Noble, his Lego video that I put on the Lego channel. Yeah, I'm just getting everything set up to where we could get multiple record multiple styles of videos, and one of them is going to be the Lego videos. Want to get Noble more into that. And let me see, I'm going to share the link if you guys did not see it. Yeah, we got to get more views on this thing. Help a brother out. It's only like 3 minutes, and yeah, we got to get him better at being, you know, at the right angles and everything. But the Lego build videos, you know, those guys, you know, those things are, you know, it's nice to watch. Very you see the whole thing built like right in front of you. I have a Star Wars one. Let me see. Look, this. I have this Star Wars one that I want to build because it would just look hella cool somewhere here in the office on a desk somewhere. And then I also got the Fast and the Furious, the Too Fast, Too Furious, the Paul Walker Nissan Skyline. I definitely want to build that one. It's the bigger one. So I have like the smaller, like $25 version, but this one's like the $120 version. And yeah, I want to build that one. And then also got the Batmobile from Batman Forever. That one looks like a fucking cool build also. Yeah, I got to figure it out. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I got to put up more shelves around the office or something. And Lyle said, I shared your video, the daily updates from today. Nice. I had two of those videos dropped today. There was a shitload of news that came out today. And let me see. I'm going to refresh, see if any other news came out today. A-Chain standing out early in camp. Hendrickson apparently coming back to work on Wednesday. That's Trey Hendrickson. Going to end his holdout, apparently. Doesn't say anything about him. It doesn't say anything about the contract or anything. You guys are usually gone around this area. Feel bad for the Browns, has high hopes for the Super Bowl until Kenny Pickett got hurt. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. You gotta be shitting me.
Definitely a bum, Crispy.
Forget this bum.
You're just a jealous, lazy bum.
Get a job, you bum.
All right. Let me see. We need to fill the other slow draft. We're not really going to have that many more slow drafts. So we got to get these ones. We got to get a couple filled while we can. All right. Let's get a song going while I post this here. How about, let's stay alive, baby. And let's get some squares, guys. We're getting close to filled. There's only like 20 something left. Staying alive. And don't forget to leave those super chats. Get those raffle ticket entries. Yeah, man, I gotta go back so far for the Yeah, where the hell is the last slow draft that I posted? Oh, here it is. 10 days ago. Woo! So far away. So far back. Staying alive. Do. I'm going nowhere. Staying alive. I'm a woman's man. Staying alive. Zach said, what WWE drafts are available? There's two WWE drafts available. It is, that's literally what I call it, the WWF League. And there's a super flex with IDP and a super flex offense only. Both are 55. And both of them, so what we do is I do one of those like 100-yard rushes, 100-yard dashes, and that determines the wrestler draft. So from there, we all pick our wrestler character, and it must be, you have to pick a character that I can use in the WWE 2K25 Royal Rumble. And I've already posted, like, in the league itself, I have, like, the list where you can go on the internet and you can see who's available. I mean, it's hundreds of people. And then you pick your character, and then we do a randomized WWE draft. And, you know, you want to pick the best of the best people, because, like, the other people that are not, you know, in the league, the, like, the random characters, I always pick dope ass characters, at least, like, ones from, like, the Attitude Era and stuff. So you want to make sure that your team is good, or and not your team, but your wrestler is good. Don't pick someone who, like, sucks, you know. But yeah, it is super fun, and all paid through League Safe as well. Just, like, makes it easier for me. Going nowhere. Staying there. And I'm in the one, the super flex with IDP. I might end up being in the offense only one, just because, like, those ones are just super fun, man, with the Royal Rumble. And I do have a league. It's a $600 buy-in, and we do the well, actually, no, I'm not going to do the Royal Rumble for that. Nah, that would just be even too much more random. But yeah, if so if you have a league where you would want me to do this, like a Royal Rumble, like for your team, I did that last year, and I pretty much just charged like $5 a person. So, you know, if your team is a 12 teamer, you know, $60 like total. And I feel like it's definitely good enough entertainment, you know, for the $5, and I'll make sure, you know, to make it entertaining as well. Yeah, it's fun. I did that for one person last year, and they said they loved it. I think they had a 14 teamer. But yeah, I would like just like write down the whole list, you know, of who's who, whose character and all that. Yo, Bandy in the house. What up, bro? Dude, we are on our way to 300 divisions right now, 300 leagues. We're doing two drafts right now. Only one's up on the board, but it's the 223 and 224. Dude, we are so close, man. We are so close to 300 divisions. And a lot of days we're doing two drafts a day. So we're going to need two to get there, because we're still like 70 away. But if we do two a day the rest of the way, we're going to make it. That's why we got to fill a couple slow drafts, because if you fill a couple slow drafts, it makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, definitely. It's getting fun, man. It's getting fun, getting huge. Why the hell is this not working? All right, one pick in front of my pick. It's not on the board right now, but yeah, I feel like I gotta go IDP here. Yeah, IDP is getting very, very thin.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Fuck it. Let's get Leonard Williams right there. Let's do it. All right. Said I like the slow drafts. So I'm gonna hit you up for a few soon. Yeah, I mean, you gotta do it soon, because I'm not gonna like sometimes the slow drafts, I mean, they take up to 2 weeks. So I'm probably only going to be doing slow drafts for another like week and a half. And then I'm going to stop because they, I don't want it to like get to where, I mean, I don't know. I could probably do it a little bit. I could probably do it a little bit longer than the August 10th. But in my mind, that's when like I had the cutoff date was going to be like August 10th for slow drafts. I guess if it gets to the end, we can always like, you know, speed up the clocks to where we can do a fast finish at the end. But yeah, I know a lot of people love the slow drafts. It makes it a lot easier for people who can't dedicate, you know, like 2 hours to the draft. Cause unless we got like a super fast group, I mean, usually it takes about 2 hours. Oh, nice. I just got some, getting some updates from the different Instagrams. I'm always posting videos like everywhere, but the Silver Screen Breakdown channel got some nice views on a couple videos here. I posted some stuff from Little Giants and what's it called? And little shorts of just like the cool ass scenes, you know, super epic scenes. Lau said, took a chance on some strange bro in round 19. Yeah, it's easy money, man. And to everyone, a bit corny, but some funny parts. My wife told me his caddy was Bad Bunny. I was like, who? Yeah. And you know who it is, right?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Dude, you want to hear a crate? Because of that, it got brought up somewhere. I don't even remember where the fuck this got brought up, but we were talking about how much money she made on OnlyFans, right? She made more on OnlyFans the day that she turned 18, more money than she made her entire life up until that point. Like, is that fucking crazy to think about? And who even knows what she was even posting at that? Callie said, we're getting smoked. Dude, you guys are getting smoked right now, bro. We're in middle of round 26. You guys are almost done with round 19. Yeah, so I'm not doing any clock sucking. Just lock down my pick real quick. Get the queue. Get the queue going even more. Do, 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 do. Yeah, there was, I mean, dude, I should almost do a video of like who were all the cameos in what's it called in the movie, because there was so many, like there was like 70 something they said. Hey, Eminem, like I told, like he was in there. Who are the wrestlers? There were some wrestlers in there. Oh, Travis Kelce was in there. Yeah, that was it was insane the amount of people were in there. Yeah, it's definitely not like, if you ask me which one was better, of course it was number one. And like, which one would I watch, like, you know, again and again? Number one, for sure. It wasn't as horrible as some people said. Really wasn't that good though, but like it was, you know, if I'm rating it out of on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, it's probably like a 6.5, and yeah, probably like a 5.5, a cool 55. That's what I'd say. Cause it did hit a lot of nostalgia parts. And I wasn't as mad about the wife dying or whatever as some people. Like, some people were so offended by that. Like, dude, that just ruined the whole movie, man. Like, how'd she die? And it's like, that was the whole point, is like, she was the one that was helping everything go smooth. And when she was gone, their life went into disarray. Like, how else could you make his life like completely go to shit if the wife was the one that was handling everything and life was like all, you know, sunshine and rainbows when she was around? Oh, man. There is not. There's not a lot in this IDP sector. There's not a lot in this IDP sector here. All right. I still got a handful of picks in front of me. Yeah, I had a shitload of views, like 47 million in 3 days or something like that. Well, see, that's what's crazy. I wonder if that is a shitload of views. Because, like, you know, if it was in the movie theaters and, like, around the country, like, you know, like, well, I guess if you're going to the movie theaters, you're paying, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 bucks for a movie ticket. So the box office would be 15 or 20 times whatever 47 million was. Never mind. And it is a shitload of people watching it, you know, on the first couple days. But yeah, I know there's a lot of people who are like super hating on it. And I think I'm just like right in the middle of the people who hate it. And, you know, the people who hate it and the people who are like saying it's like, you know, amazing. You know, I'm like, I'm just right in the middle of that. Because nowhere close to a 10, but it's not a 0 or a 1. Because it did have a lot of cool nostalgic parts. And I laugh like when he first, like they already showed this commercial, so you guys should have already seen this part. But where he goes to take his swing for the very first time and he like trips and like falls on his face. Because like the way they're building it up, it looked like he was just about to like, you know, come back and like it about to be like nothing. And that shit made me start cracking up. That was hilarious. If remember, it was most in that span of time. What, like when everything was all like sunshine and rainbows when he was with the wife? Lyle said, Mark took Hollywood Brown. Yeah, very interesting. I mean, round 20, that's nothing, you know, I mean, that's nothing crazy either way. Dude, you guys are getting into round 21. We're in round 27 right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We need more IDPs. I know where I'm going. Let's go, Gronky. Oh, the views, yeah. So the movie, Brown said the movie was great. Most remakes suck. It was hilarious and had throwbacks to the OG one. Yeah, and I mean, I don't even know if I'd say it was great necessarily, but I liked it. Like, I mean, like again, it wasn't horrible. Like some people are fucking making it seem like it was like the worst movie, you know, ever. Okay. All right, we got someone joining the guillotine. Let me see how many spots that leaves us with, because I know someone else just joined right now. So I think we only have like 7 spots left. So if you want to get into the last guillotine that I'm hosting, this is going to be the 5th one. And we're going to be starting the draft within the week. It might not start on the 1st if we don't fill in time, but we're already more than halfway full. Toad One said, not a remake, I would say. Just a long continuance of the original one. Yeah, I mean, it's a sequel, you know? Like, it's not a remake, definitely a sequel. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, there's no other word to describe it besides a sequel, right? But yeah, it's definitely a long time in between. I don't even know how many years. What I mean, almost 20 years, like, in between. We got, yeah, number 12. So we got 6 spots left. Only 6 spots left. Let me go. Update that on Patreon. Send the link out. All right. Yeah, you guys do not want to miss out. This is going to be a super fun league. Do you have what it takes? Because you could literally get eliminated in your very first week. And I've been there, done that. I got eliminated in week one time, had some injuries, and yeah, it's not cool when it happens. All right, all right. We are getting there. We are getting there. Where'd Quentin Johnston go? Oh, he got taken right in front of Mark, too. He's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
He's a bum then, and he's a bum now. Yeah, because for me, it sounds like there's an echo on here. I'm glad you guys aren't getting any echo.
Forget this bum.
Wonder why sounds like that. Maybe it's just louder. Who knows? All right, Crispy, we got three grades so far. So we got Blue Tent Warmer, T-Swain, and Crispy who are getting the grades. No, this is some bullshit. Why isn't it working? Okay, finally working. All right. Couple picks in front of me. We are starting the 30th round. The one on the board is in round 22. We are flying through this thing. Let me see. And who's first? Blue Tent Warmers. Which Blue Tent Warmers is in the second one? So after my pick here, we're gonna start the grades over there now. Josh Allen at the 1-6. Stafford and Geno. And Jimmy G. So that is A, B minus, B minus. I'm going to call this. We're going to call that a B total for the quarterbacks. Running backs, Chase Brown, Connor. Chase Brown, James Conner, David Montgomery. We're going to call that. Sounds good, T. Swain. Uh-oh, Deontay off the board. He's a bum.
A bum. He's a bum.
So these running backs, B, B, B minus. We're going to call that. We can call that a B. Wide receivers, London, J-Mo, Ridley, Hockenson would be in there, and Ricky P. That's a B plus, B minus, B, B minus, B minus. Who's a bigger bum, Johnston or Johnson? Johnson. But Johnston is only like a tick in front of him. So B plus, B minus, B, B minus, B minus. We're going to call this a B total because of how many you have. But yeah, B minus. B minuses, we're ruling it there. Caden Ellis, Van Ginkle, Crosby, Jermaine Pratt, Bynum. It's a pretty good top five, pretty fire. Chubb, Grenard, Humphreys, Dodson, Dean. We're going to say B plus. Bench, Ford, Sanders, Ferguson, Waller, Ertz, Taylor, Taysom. That one's tough. I'm going to say a C plus on there. It's pretty damn close, though. No, actually, I'm going to call it a B minus. Okay. And so that was a B, right? They say B or B plus B, right? B for the QBs. B for the running backs. B for the wide receivers. B plus for the IDP. And then B minus for the bench. So that's up one. 86. 86 overall. Sounds good. You'll be more than likely next, because I don't think they're going to catch up to us that quick. RBs, Taylor, Breece Hall, Warren, Javonte Williams, B+, B-, call it a B total. Wide receivers, Chase, Evans, Adams, Judy, A, B, B, B. We'll call that a B+ total. And IDP, Parsons, Hutchinson, Luvu, David, Barton, solid top five. And Zach Allen, Taylor, Van Noy, Curl. Yeah, we're going to call that a B+ total. And bench, Nick Chubb. Henry, Hunt, Arroyo. Coker, Wilson, Woods, Diami Brown, Juwan Man Johnson. Let's say 1, 2. We're going to call that a C+. So, so B. B, B, B+, and C+. So up two, one for the wide receiver, one for the IDPs, and then down one for the bench. So we got an 86 overall. 86 overall. There we go. Let's see what round the other one in. And the other one's only in the 23rd round. Dude, we're 2 hours in. You guys are only in the 23rd round. Okay. Here goes Sam's squad. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Fields. I mean, that's pretty fire. I mean, Fields might not be, but. You got Taylor Minshew, so not everybody yet. So A, B+, B-. I'm going to say because of Fields being in there and that being a B-, we're going to call it a B+ total. Running backs, Kyren Williams, Harvey, Mixon, ETN. B, B-. See a B- or a C+. I'm going to say B for Williams, C+ for Harvey, B- for Mixon, B- for ETN. So we're going to call it a B- total. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Addison, Shakira, Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Diggs. And where the hell was I? Wide receivers, B+, B-, B, B-. We're going to call that a B. IDP, Edwards, Buda Baker. Edrin Cooper, Jack Campbell, Derwin James, not too shabby. Brisker, Pace, McKinney, Battle, Fitzpatrick, Blankenship. I think we're going to say B+ for that. Bench. Mandrews, Mims. Strange. Hollywood Brown, Thielen. Schultz, Pierce. We're going to call that a B-. So, what do we say? B+. B minus. B. What was the IDP? B plus, and then bench B minus. So that was up one for the QB, up one for the IDP. And okay, got the third QB. There we go. So that's an A for the QBs. B minus for the RBs, B for the wide receivers. So it's up one, up two for the QBs, up one for the IDP, down one for the RBs. And that's it. So up three, down one. We got 87. 87. There we go. All right, all right. And damn, it's still in round, about to be in round 25. Hey, likewise, Sam. Thanks for joining in, bro. Appreciate you, brother. We got three picks left. Three picks left. And then we got three grades on the other board. Man, this other draft is taking forever. I'm gonna have to start earlier than the 30th round because, dude, I mean, it's only in the 24th round, we're already 2 hours in. Dude, I mean, we're not done with the draft, we still have three rounds left, but. Dude, how are we so far ahead of you guys, man? We've already got three teams graded over there. Yeah, man. What the heck is going on? Time to regulate, man. For real. Yeah, I don't know how it's going so slow, dude. Give me a handy with the steal if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. Regulators. You can soon. Hit the east side of the LBC. Mr. Warren G. 213. He said, what's up? Hit the curb. So, okay, now the slowest draft, at least the slow I was in, at least finished at like 8. Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to start grading early in here because, like, man, it's, like, taking so long. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. See my homie Nate. My town code. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Doom de doom doom. My get explode. And that's a known fact. Cause it's home. And there's an auto. Yeah, that's Pap Nation. Chewy said thoughts on going RB this year. I'm not mad at it. Running back is the slimmest position Well, I mean, tight end is more slim, but you usually only have to start one tight end. Usually going to be starting at least two running backs. Okay. And don't forget to join tomorrow's draft, guys. The earlier we can fill, the earlier we can fill these leagues, the more I could fill per day. Title One said, while we wait, here comes a dab. Super chat time. Let's get it. Let me refresh and confirm real quick and mark that down. Yes. Toyota One, you the man. Bunked out with the gangster trip. Smoke like I smoke. You get high like every day. 213 will regulate. Do 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 do. All right, here we go. Yabba dabba do. Okay. And Toyota One, you got a song? You got a song recommendation? I'll play while we wait here. Or while I do this dab, I mean. And we only have one more pick in the other draft. Last round is upon us. Did you mark mine down last night? You retired last night. Yeah, I got you marked down with five last night. It looks like you were the last super chat of the night. Do a How High song. Like this one. Smoke Chiba Chiba, smoke Chiba Chiba. Huh? Let's get. How about that? I could still make it go louder, but let me know how that sounds. How about that? I can still raise it more, so let me know what you think. Chick with a body enormous. It ain't about the weight, yo. It's hot in performance. My dash is 180. My weed half a pound. Here we go. My nose like basset hounds. I don't stash the drug. Nigga divide. I'm that nigga that ride with a trigger to get a supply. It's how I stay all the time. Niggas close your doors. Yo, shut all your blinds. If I'm hard to find, take two puffs and pass. I stayed back, but my biz moved up a class. It's Dr. Meth. The format is real sickening. Contagious. We out for Mr. Big's women. You better shut the trap when my dog's around. We pissing on fire hydrants to walk around. About that. Too loud. Cheaper, cheaper, smoke, cheaper, cheaper. I see the level, but I can't know. So kiss the sky, sky. City, hit the fucking land.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Mr. Method Man, putting in work, putting in the dirt like it's all good. Roll through your hood, pushing a hearse, I wish I would. Come around like Clint Eastwood, as if you're repping your hood in my neck of the woods. Speak for villains in the PJs. Grimy bitch, I wear the same shit for 3 days. Mommy lit, blunts, marks like police. Say the sheet, say you're just a microphone. What's the cliche?
Call me the Bob Backlund. I break backs on hoes who look like Tony Braxton. Corona with these pony mass men. I'm out the gutter. I'm out to send your baby mother out for rubbers. We fucking tonight. Bitches want to crowd around. I'm cuffing the mic. I'm a gorilla. Leave a banana stuck in your pipe. Cause I'm a real block winner. We got hitter. Bitch, one of my balls bigger than an Epcot center.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah,
baby,
sky.
So how did I kiss the sky, sky, sky? Big city hit the trick and let it rock. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it, let's get it.
All right, smoke, we're
around. Cheaper, smoke, cheaper,
come on. We're pushing it.
Sky.
You're so hot that I can kiss the sky, sky.
I get so hot.
Big city hit the trip and let it rock. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it, let's get it.
I get so hot. I get so hot.
Whew. Dude, yeah, the silver screen breakdown just more and more. It's almost 20,200 now. Yeah, if you're into movies, that's a fun one to watch. A lot of shorts there, and I will be getting into more breakdowns here pretty soon. And eventually we're going to be doing a league, the league TV show breakdown, an episode by episode breakdown. That's going to be super fun. That is going to be super fun. Okay. Come on, guys. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Oh, and if you want to show some support, you can become a member on the YouTube channel, paid member, and then you get entries into the raffle as well. So that's another way that you can show some support. Okay, so could you not hear me with the could you not hear me on the like while the song was playing? Okay, he said the auto is all over the place, and he said could it's all over the place. Could barely hear you now. Okay, all right, we'll figure that out. So T Swain and Lyle, you guys are the next two with the grades when we get there. I'm waiting until we get to like round 30. He said, I would have autoed this draft. It was so slow. He said, vote the clock sucker league. Yeah, this one's tough, man. This is really, 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 really slow. Oh, and yeah, so here's the link to join as a member and become a producer on the Silver Screen Breakdowns channel. Yeah, we have... yeah, once we get to round 30, I'm going to start. I mean, maybe sooner. Well, this is taking forever. Like, how's it going so slow? I probably am just going to start right now, guys, okay? I mean, you understand, right? It's going so long. So T. Swain is first. And says probably some of us have so many damn slow drafts. Dynasties going on, like Mark never autos. And, yeah, he's been... more of this draft than I've ever seen, huh? Yeah, I wonder what happened. And T. Swain said, don't grade this draft, at least not on here. My man needs to learn. He said, I remember my first time. Yeah, if you can, like, in the chat, just, like, you know, put something about grading his team, and I'll grade it, and I'll give a couple extra, you know, a couple extra notes with it. Yeah, exactly. Round 30 might be 9 by then. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm saying. So we'll start with, where's T-Swain out of the 11 spot? And we got Burrow, Hurts, Kamara, AJ Brown, Higgins, Hunter, or wait, what the fuck am I doing? Burrow and Hurts, and then Tua, not too shab. And he's got one backup as of right now. I'm going to grade you if you don't have it, okay? Don't worry. You get all of them, you bump your score up by one. So, I mean, Burrow's an A, Hurts is an A to me, Tua's a B minus. We're going to call that an A. So I guess you can't really bump it up one. Running backs, Kamara Robinson. I mean, it's a B and a B minus. We're going to call it a B minus, but then it drops down one for not having more than two running backs. So that's going to be a C plus. Wide receivers, AJ Brown, T Higgins, Travis Hunter, Laporta, Igbuka, Mandrews. So B plus, B plus, B minus, B, C plus, B minus. We're going to lower it to a, we're going to call this one a B. IDP, Ellis, Van Ginkle, Levante David, Byard, Kirby Joseph, nice top five, N'Kobe Dean, Elliott, Curl. I'm going to call that a B plus. Bench. I'm going to call this a C plus for the bench. So, A, C plus, B, B plus, and C plus. So, we got up two for the quarterbacks, up one for the IDP. Down two for the running backs, and then down one for the bench. So up three, down three, 85. 85. Oops. All right. Lalo Lyle is next. Let's see. QBs, Purdy, Darnold, Stafford. Milrow, Mac Jones, and Jimmy G. Got them all. So B, B minus, B minus. So I'd call it a B minus. And then you got your guy. You got the guys. So I'd bump it up to a B. Running backs, Henry, Walker, Hall. That's an A, B, B. I'd call that a B plus total. Wide receivers, Harrison, Devonta Smith, Waddle, Reed, Kirk. That's B plus, B. Actually, I might even call Devonta Smith a B minus right now because the back issue could be something serious. But we'll call it a B for now still. So B plus, B, B, B minus, and C plus for Kirk. I'm going to call that a B, B total. IDP, Buda Baker. Henley, Bolton, Nick Cross, Logan Wilson, Tyrese Knight, Dorian Williams. 2, 3, 4, 5. And then Delpit, Dodson. I think I'm going to call it a B plus. I mean, this is assuming you still get a couple more IDPs on there because it's better than a B, that's for sure. Where's your bench kicking at? Wandale Robinson, Slayton, Roman Wilson, Marks, Strange. I'm going to call that a C plus. I mean, you got a lot of the guys late, but it's very close to a B minus, even like getting all these guys super late. So we're doing... That is a B plus, a B plus, and a C plus. So up one for the running backs, up one for the IDP, and then down one for the bench. So up two, down one. We got an 86. 86 overall. All right, where's Cali Jam? Okay. Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. So we're going to call that an A and a B. So we'll say a B plus. B plus, but then it drops for not having more than two. So B. Running backs, Taylor, Connor, Mixon, ETN. And ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. So B plus B, B minus, B minus. Call that a B. Wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Flowers, Diggs, Cup. B plus, B minus, B minus, B minus. And call that a B total. IDP, Brooks, Okereke, Edrin Cooper, Quincy Williams, and Devin Lloyd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's pretty solid. And then Alante Taylor, Leonard Williams, Greenlaw, Chubb. That's a B plus. And then bench. That would be Benson, Chubb, Eckler, McMillan, Royals, Likely, Hopkins, Okonkwo, Fannin. I'm going to call that. Yeah. I'm going to say a B minus for that. Solid at the top. And so that is a B. A B. A B. A B plus and a B minus. So that's up one, down none. 86 overall. 86 overall. There we go. Woo! All right. We got through everybody. We did not get through the full draft, but I am not going to wait for the full draft. It's taking forever. Barely to round 30 right now, and it's like 8:30 over here on the West Coast. So, yeah, appreciate you guys. And we're gonna roll the credits, or we can get the hell out of here. Shout out to Justin Pickle in a Jar. Our executive producer, salute. Producers, salute. We appreciate ya. Co-producers, salute. Associate producers, salute. Appreciate you guys. Epic supporters, yes, we appreciate you. Salute. Awesome supporters, salute. Good drafts, everybody. Good drafts. And Ron, what up? He said, yo, gents, another enjoyable draft. Hell yeah, let's get it. Peace out, Toyota one. Lyle said, good job, everyone. Yes, except for everyone who made this the first draft, the number 223, goes super slow. Super slow. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And be on the lookout for my training camp news videos that usually drop sometime in the morning for West Coast peeps and like early, maybe late morning, early afternoon for you East Coast peeps. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.